Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Lebanon's militant group Hezbollah buried a top military commander Friday after he was killed in an attack in Syria, where the group has deployed thousands of fighters. Hezbollah fighters carried the coffin of Mustafa Badreddin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday in a funeral procession. The 55-year-old Badreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. Without giving any specific time, Hezbollah said that Badreddin was killed in a big explosion targeting one of its bases near Damascus Airport. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the killing. A UN committee that monitors implementation of the Convention Against Torture has condemned what it calls the ongoing practice of torture and ill-treatment in Turkey and Saudi Arabia. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The committee of 10 independent experts said its major concerns included impunity for acts of torture, inhumane detention conditions, and accusations of extrajudicial killings. The committee called for a prompt, impartial, and effective investigation into these alleged killings. Saudi Arabia also came in for criticism in regard to laws and practices that the committee says amount to torture. The committee also called for a moratorium on the death penalty, noting its concern at Saudi Arabia's growing number of executions. Amnesty International reports Saudi authorities executed at least 158 people in 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says closing the sole remaining area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is one of the top priorities of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said sharing and fusing information across the battlefield is helping to prevent attacks and restricting foreign fighters' movements. Carter said fingerprints retrieved from IEDs and personal information gleaned from captured terrorists are added to a database known as the Biometrics-Enabled Watch List, available to all government departments and to U.S. allies. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials plan to execute raids in May and June to deport Central American mothers and children who immigrated to the U.S. illegally and have exhausted all legal recourse. The month-long series of raids are focused on hundreds of mothers and children who have already been notified they must leave the United States. The operation would also cover undocumented minors who entered the country without a guardian and have since turned 18 years old. The federal government told all U.S. public school districts on Friday transgender students must be allowed to use the bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. The letter signed by top officials of the Departments of Justice and Education set guidelines for school leaders to ensure that no student is a victim of discrimination. Under the U.S. political system, many educational issues are decided at the state level of government and by local school districts that range widely in size. An anti-counterfeiting group suspended e-commerce giant Alibaba from its group after backlash from member companies that see the Chinese firm as the world's largest marketplace for fakes. In recent weeks, Gucci America, Michael Kors, and Tiffany have quit the U.S.-based International Anti-Counterfeiting Coalition over Alibaba's presence among the group's ranks. FIFA scored several firsts Friday with the appointment of Fatma Samba Diouf Samora of Senegal as its first female non-European Secretary General. The United Nations veteran Samora brings no sports experience to football's global ruling body, but FIFA President Gianni Infantino hopes that it will help it to try to regain the trust and credibility of the world after far-reaching corruption, bribery, and financial misconduct. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has become the last manufacturer to block the use of its drugs in lethal injections. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America. We'll give you the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers each week on Jazz America. But this week, we'll focus on the present. We've given you lots of classic jazz recently. Now it's all new and notable. Yes, in the recent past, the last few weeks here on Jazz America, we focused quite a bit on classic jazz, unveiling lots of new releases that were recordings from the 60s and 70s last week, and before that, during the month of April, Jazz Appreciation Month, looking back at the past and some of the greats of earlier days. Well, we felt like we kind of overlooked lots of brand new music that's brilliant coming out as jazz continues to evolve, and all those new releases are in the spotlight on this edition of Jazz America. So let's get right to it and try to get in as much music as we can in the time we are given. Let's begin with a terrific young trumpet player, and he's in great company on his new release titled Hashtag Jive Culture. He's trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, joined on this new release by the likes of legendary bassist Ron Carter and drummer Billy Drummond. Here's Boswald's Place from Jeremy Pelt. Brand new music on this edition of Jazz America.
Thank you. Sound of Red, one of the really fantastic vocalists in jazz today, Renee Marie with Joy of Jazz. Joy of Jazz indeed. Hope you enjoyed that as we give you nothing but new music, new releases on this edition of Jazz America. One of the greats of jazz history who has a new release titled Book of Intuition is NEA jazz master, pianist, composer, and bandleader Kenny Barron. He and his trio have just released this new work. We'll hear a cut from it after we talk to Kenny Barron. I had the joy of congratulating him on becoming an NEA jazz master, and here's some of that conversation now.
Well, it's always a thrill to see Kenny Barron, if he's performing live or if I have a chance just to chat with him and look at him in the eye. And it's a special thrill to be able to say congratulations and from this point forward say NEA Jazz Master Kenny Barron.
See, well, thank you very much. Thank
you. He is smiling, and I know it means a lot.
It's a very high honor, believe me.
It's like being a baseball player and being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yes.
I mean, that really is sort of the level it is, isn't it?
Yes, it's the high honor you can receive in this country.
Well, speaking of which, this conversation will be primarily for the folks listening around the world on the Voice of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to explain to them what the National Endowment for the Arts is all about and what the NEA Jazzmaster roster is all about. And this is some pretty high cotton you're walking in here, Mr. Barron. I mean, there have been some incredible people that have come before you, and now you're among them.
I'm in great company. It's an unbelievable honor for me.
Is it sort of a surprise in a way to have started as a young man just looking for a gig, and all of a sudden a gig becomes a career, and then a career becomes a legend?
Yeah, it is. I mean, my initial reaction when they told me is that, does that mean I'm old? You know, and truth be told, I think I'm the youngest person.
Yes, you are.
at 66. So.
And looking doggone good, too. Well, just one last thing. A quick comment for the folks listening around the world from the heart and soul of an NEA jazz master and an American jazz musician. Just a message, your personal message at this point in your life and history.
Well, I'm happy to be here and being able to do what I love and getting paid for it. And that's, thanks to the fans who support the music. So that's the one thing I would urge everybody, to come out and support live music.
And you do take it around the world from time to time, too. Any favorite place you've played around the world that you can think of?
Oh, everywhere. But, I guess probably one of my favorite places is Paris. I love Paris.
Who doesn't? I'm going there in my mind right now. I guess I better come back to New York, though, because we're going to be enjoying your induction here in the NEA Jazz Masters. Kenny Barron, so always great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
the great Kenny Barron, with a tip of the hat to Bud Powell, I would say, with a song titled Bud Like from his new release, Book of Intuition. And new is the operative term on this edition of the program, as we give you nothing but brand new releases, including the latest from the man they call the sweet Georgia Peach from the state of Georgia in the southern United States of America. It's guitarist Russell Malone. From the album All About Melody, here's a funky little song titled Biscuit on Jazz America from VOA1. We'll be right back. Russell Malone, known to play both acoustic and electric guitar, going very electric for us on the song Biscuit from his latest release, All About Melody. It's all new music on this edition of Jazz America, and more of it coming up. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I received from longtime Jazz America listeners from Australia, Marge and Doug Milligan, who wrote me a nice long email message saying they had found my program, were enjoying it on a Saturday night, had heard some music that I played from a Cuban musician, and they remembered hearing Willis Conover playing music from Cuban musicians in the past as well. Cheers for now, Marge and Doug. Well, thank you so much for being in touch, Doug and Marge. And since you like music from outside the United States of America, let me give you some right now. That's part of our program on this edition of the show, featuring nothing but new music just out. This gentleman is originally from Germany. He plays the instrument that you don't hear that often in jazz, the harmonica, and he's one of the masters. He now makes New York City his home and has for quite a while. He's Heinrich Merkens, and from his new release, Harmonicus Rex, let's enjoy his own composition, Mean Dog Blues, to begin this set of new music on VOA's Jazz America.
I'm going home. You know what that means. It's time for Gigi's Demon Greens. I can't miss it. Nothing comes between me and my girl, Gigi's Demon Greens. Working hard all week from 9 to 5. Gigi's home cooking makes me feel so alive. Cornbread, collard greens, you know they're good for your soul. Now you know why I must go. Turn on the speed, I can't be late. Don't want to miss my Gigi's date. Every Friday night, you know what that means. It's time for Gigi's Steaming Greens. Yams, fresh fried catfish, straight from the pan. Gigi cooks it all just for me, so you know where I will be. It's Friday night, you know what that means. It's time for Gigi's Steaming Greens. I won't miss it, nothing comes between me and my girl, Gigi's Steaming Greens.
Well, not only did I enjoy hearing that music, but it made me kind of hungry. He was talking about a menu that I grew up on. Steaming greens, candied yams, fried catfish. Are we all hungry now? That's Kevin Mahogany, the great vocalist, and many people are calling him the new Joe Williams, the master of blues and ballads. From his latest release, The Vienna Affair, Steaming Greens, the name of the song. And each artist, it seems, finds a place outside their homeland that is special to them, and that city is Vienna for Kevin Mahogany. In fact, he says in the liner notes of this album, The Vienna Affair is a culmination of a long-term love affair with this beautiful city. Vienna was one of the first international cities that I had the opportunity to perform in. Not only did I meet wonderful and warm people, but I found a city that I immediately fell in love with. The experiences and sights and sounds of the city not only did I feel comfortable with, but they also helped me to feel musically inspired. And I can attest to the fact that Vienna is a wonderful, inspiring place. Well, speaking of different places outside your homeland, the great pianist, originally from Canada, Renee Rosnes, who now makes New York her home, and is married to another great pianist, Bill Charlap, by the way, has just released a new album with her wonderful band. It's called Written in the Rocks, and she's also just discovered her genealogy, that it goes back to the nation of India. We'll hear a song that is salute to that fact called Goodbye Mumbai after we speak with Renee Rosnes here on VOA's Jazz America. Renee Rosnes is my special guest, and it's been a long time trying to track you down to sit down for a conversation. Where do I do it? Here in Sweet Basil, the last month of this famous old jazz club here in New York City. There are a lot of things for us to talk about here. So once again, welcome and good
to
have you.
Thank you, Russ. Nice to be here.
Thanks for taking some time between sets here. So let's just begin at the beginning. Born in a little log cabin in Saskatchewan. and if you will kind of bring our listeners around the world up to date.
from the very beginnings there in Canada to finally in the mid-'80s moving to New York. A lot of stuff happened in between there, but if you can kind of encapsulate it for our listeners a little bit.
Sure. Well, I basically grew up in Vancouver, British Columbia on the West Coast. Spent basically all my life there until about the age of 18 when I went to the University of Toronto. I started taking classical piano lessons when I was about 3.
Yeah.
And classical violin lessons as well at the age of 5.
Yeah, that's what most of us do.
Well, I had 2 older sisters who were also playing, and I think one of the reasons I started so young is that Mom just said I was trying to copy what they were doing, my sisters, and so she thought, well, I might as well start her with lessons if she's got the interest now, so that's why I started so young. I didn't really become aware or start enjoying jazz music until I got into high school, and it was there that I was very fortunate to have a really great high school music director who was very, very passionate about the music and about teaching, and he turned me on to a whole lot of music, and that's where I first got intrigued with starting to improvise and just learning all about this very foreign sound that I was hearing.
Thank you.
shared after a trip to the land of her lineage, India. That is Rini Rosnes from Written in the Rocks, her brand new release, Goodbye, Mumbai. Here's more new music for you from a young man who is a multi-instrumentalist, known primarily as a master of the vibes and marimba, but also a keyboardist and a fine writer, too. He is Warren Wolf, and with Brad Meldow, John Schofield, Christian McBride, and Jeff Tane Watts joining him, here's his song Soul Sister from the new release Convergence on Jazz America from VOA 1. young Mr. Warren Wolf and his new release, Convergence, to the master of the saxophone, George Coleman, from his release, A Master Speaks, with the song entitled Sonny's Playground.
Thank you.
legendary saxophonist George Coleman from his new release, A Master Speaks. It's nothing but new music on this edition of Jazz America, and more coming next hour. Stay tuned, won't you?